We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earn that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne is out today. He's on vacation. He'll be back in Monday. All right. Well, it's Thursday.
Yes, it's the weekend.
Well, no, it's not the weekend yet.
Mm-hmm.
We have one more day to the weekend.
Yeah, Friday's a throwaway day, like I've always been saying.
I wouldn't say that. Friday's a work day.
Okay.
But good morning to everybody.
But it's summer, too. It's summer Fridays.
Doesn't feel like summer. It's cold outside today.
It's not cold.
It's chilly
outside.
Define
cold.
Chilly.
What temperature is cold?
Nipples hard. That's cold.
Never mind.
Yes. Chilly. It's chilly outside.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what you do yesterday? Anything?
I went to the Gracie's Luncheon, and the Gracie's is for women who are in media and television and radio, celebrating women creators, women personalities, producers, executives, all of that. Mm-hmm. So it was an amazing event. Our girl Angie Martinez got an award.
Congratulations to Angie. Drop a bomb for Angie Martinez.
Yes, Christine Nagy. A lot of iHeart personalities in the building. Thea Mitchum was on hand. Cubby gave an award to his co-host for his show. So shout out to everybody that was at the Gracies, everybody that got honored yesterday. I love being in those rooms when everybody's just really celebrating each other.
Nice. All right, yesterday was my kid's last day of school. So school is officially over here on the East Coast. I know, I should say in New York, New Jersey. I know a lot of places you guys were finished already, but yeah, yesterday was the last day of school.
What's today's date? June 23rd.
Okay. Yeah, 23rd. So the kids were super duper excited. They were happy. All their book bags were super duper heavy because they had to take home everything, every last book, every last piece of art. And if you have small children, you know they make art all day long. All day long. I have drawers of just pictures and paintings that they did that are not the best, but they made them, so you just keep them.
Me wear something one day.
I don't know about that.
My friend Dahlia, her daughter Zoe, made me a beautiful drawing. It's hanging on my fridge. I love when people's kids make me artwork.
How long do you keep it on your fridge for?
It's been up there for a while.
All right, I got some artwork for you then. I got tons
of
artwork.
No, I need it to be made specifically for me.
We'll
she made it while I was sitting right there.
We'll put your name on it.
Nope, I got to watch you make it.
We'll put
it's got to be a commissioned piece of art.
So yesterday was the last day. So we just chilled out. All they wanted to do was get ice cream, and then they're ready for camp. They're pretty upset because they have summer reading now.
I used to love summer reading.
Did you?
That's why, look, you know I'm an ambassador for the New York Public Library, and that is because when I was young, I used to read books all the time. I spent all my spare time in the library reading books, and I used to love the summer reading list.
I don't know about most people out there, but I used to get into arguments with my parents because I used to wait for the last 5 days to do my summer homework and summer reading. Nobody wants to do it early. You just want to enjoy summer.
I used to read all kind of books. I used to read like a book a day.
Nah, that was outside. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. We got a special guest joining us. He's an NBA trainer.
The most famous NBA trainer in the world.
Mm-hmm. Chris Brickley will be joining us this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He's trained everybody from LeBron James to Carmelo Anthony to
J. Cole.
Jimmy Butler to J. Cole. So we'll talk to him in a little bit. And then we got front page news. What are we talking about?
In Chicago, officers will not be allowed to chase people on foot anymore, even if they suspect them of minor offenses. But that's only for minor offenses, so they'll no longer be able to chase people on foot.
Right, I understand and I get that.
We'll tell you why.
But why tell people? All right, we'll talk about it when we come back.
You have to know your rights.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Easy?
Well, in Chicago, police are no longer allowed to chase people on foot, and that's over minor offenses. So if somebody starts running, and that's only because of minor offenses, by the way. If you're suspected of parking violations, driving on a suspended license, or drinking alcohol in public, things like that.
I don't understand why they would tell people that.
Well, there were some shootings that happened, and so they had to make some permanent rules in response to public outrage. And so, you know, that's because there's been some chases where there's a 13-year-old Adam Toledo and 22-year-old Anthony Alvarez. They want people to avoid contact with the police for minor offenses like that.
So if I'm a criminal and I know that you're not going to chase me, so I can walk into a Walmart or Walgreens or whatever, any one of those stores or Best Buy and steal something and you're not going to chase me, what is that going to encourage me to do?
I mean, it's you know, you can still get arrested later, but they're just not going to chase you because I guess too many things have happened. And we're talking about only minor offenses, like a misdemeanor like domestic battery or a serious traffic offense like drunk driving, things like that that could risk or injure other people. They can still chase you if they believe that you're committing a felony or a Class A misdemeanor.
But if I run into your local sneaker store where you're a mom and pop sneaker store and grab some sneakers and run, you're on your own. That's wild.
Yeah. You know, people that work in those stores aren't allowed to chase you either.
Yeah, but that's why you usually call the police.
Mm-hmm.
But if the police ain't going to do it, it's going to encourage more break-ins.
I guess the only way they could do it is with video camera footage and figuring out who it is and coming to your home to arrest you or putting a warrant out for you.
And that's going
to
be difficult because everybody wears masks and hoods.
Yeah, I mean,
I just don't understand why you're telling people. Like, I get it, you know, you want to do that, but why tell everybody? Because that's going to do nothing but encourage people to do it. Go to the Apple iPhone store, take a phone. You can't chase me.
I remember there was a time when in Newark, New Jersey, they couldn't, if somebody stole a car, they couldn't chase stolen cars because people were dying in those car chases.
They still can't.
So I guess they feel like if, you know, it could lead to some type of gunfire exchange, innocent bystanders getting hurt, people getting killed for a minor offense.
They still can't on a high-speed chase. They're trying to change that unless it's a carjacking.
I'm saying back in the day, it used to be like that, though. It used to be like they didn't chase you at all if it was a stolen car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the department said that after two foot pursuits ended with officers fatally shooting a 13-year-old and a 22-year-old. So that's the response. People get mad and the department has to do something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, a $3.2 million settlement has been reached in the police killing of Dante Wright. This was in a suburban Minneapolis city. Police have agreed to pay $3.2 million to his family. He was a 20-year-old black man who was fatally shot by a police officer who said she confused her gun for a taser. So this also includes changes in policies and in training involving traffic stops like the one that resulted in Dante Wright's death. So that's according to a statement from attorneys representing Wright's family. The police are heard. She's heard yelling taser several times, Kim Potter, before she fired her pistol.
I wonder how they decide how much money they're going to give somebody. Is that, you know, is... You know, because somebody's life, like, you know, he's a young man. He had a whole life to live. So how do they decide what somebody's life is, quote unquote, worth, you know, when they do those settlements? I'm just always curious about that.
Yeah, if you remember, last year they paid $27 million to George Floyd's family. So that's one of the largest settlements.
Yeah, why one $3 million, why one $27 million? Like, how does that work, you know?
Well, I can't answer that question. I don't know, you know,
I'm just curious how they decide, you know, how much they're going to give somebody because... You know, it's a young man. I mean, he had a potential. He had a family. You know, how does one get $3 million? One get 10? One get 27? One get 25? Like, how did he decide what somebody's worth?
I mean, that's a fatal mistake.
You know?
I mistook my taser for a gun. Yeah. And now I killed you. All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. Again, 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements. along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up? This is T at 803.
What up, brother? Get it off your chest.
Ain't nothing much, man. I just had a few things I want to say. I have been trying to catch Charlamagne. Oh, no show Charlamagne. But, I want to tell you the difference about a semi-automatic pistol versus a fully automatic. I've been seeing people kind of getting confused. A semi-automatic, there's one pull, one trigger pull, one bullet. Everybody can have that. Now, fully automatic, that's what can't nobody have but military personnel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they buy things online that you can, you know, switch, put switches on your gun that allows you to do it. Seems pretty easy.
Oh, yeah. You can do that to anything. You know what I'm saying? That's modifications. No, that's still against the law, too. So they got laws in place, but no, criminals don't care about no law. So, but anyway, we ain't gonna talk about that too long. But yeah, Avery, man, hey, I need your book, man. I got the audio book. My anniversary coming up, man. I wanna get that from my old lady.
I mean, I would give you books, but I ain't got no books up here. I know Charlamagne got books. I ain't got that many books. I know it's, I know it was sold out, but they restocked it again for, I think, the fourth time. So if you hit up Amazon will definitely get you right. But I ain't got a book up here for the first. I got one book up here that me and my wife's supposed to sign that for somebody. Yeah. But other than that, I don't have none up here. I'm sorry about that, brother.
Nah, you good. I may need to get some books. I got one of those signed copies.
Okay, brother. I apologize, but if you pick one up and send it up here, I'll sign it and send it right back to you.
All right, but one more thing. Let me give a shout out to my wife, my beautiful wife, Essence Taylor, once again. I'm here to tell you I love you, baby. We made it.
All right.
We got many more years. But hey, Angela Yee.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Congratulations. That was very sweet.
Thank you. But I got some homegirls. They got a podcast. They might fit real good on lip service.
Okay, what's their podcast?
It's called Toxic Talk with Tipsy Divas.
Toxic Talk.
We'll definitely check that out.
That sounds great already.
All right, brother. Have a good one. And yes, the book is out and it's restocked. So definitely, if you're out and about, definitely pick it up. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. It's Jay calling from Brooklyn.
Jay from Brooklyn. Get it off your chest, brother.
Yeah, man. I got to get this off my chest, man. My wife got a friend that I don't necessarily like too much. Mm. And she just keeps flaunting the friendship in front of me. Like, we had beef back in the day. And she just... It just bothers me, man. It bothers me big time.
It's a dude?
This is like... Nah, it's a female. It's a female.
How you have beef with a female?
Yo, she disrespected me back in the day, Envy.
What'd she do?
One of those friends that, like, she called my phone. Me and my wife got in an argument one time. She called me. All kinds of disrespectful names. Can't even say the stuff on the radio. But they friendship never lost the beat. I tell my wife, like, yo, listen, man. I either want an apology or something. And I never got it.
Well, you know what is hard about that? That's why sometimes when you get into an argument with your man or something happens and you tell your friends, they might not never like your man again after that.
I don't care if she don't like me or not. But
yeah, but
day,
that's your wife's friend.
But,
so.
Yeah, but if she was disrespectful, she should apologize.
But we don't know what the whole situation was.
Was you disrespectful to her?
So listen, dig this. I got disrespectful when I realized I wasn't getting all
so apology. Yes.
And so at the end of the day, I thought, like, yo, either apology or no friendship.
Well, did you apologize apologize to her for being disrespectful?
I wanted to. I really wanted to.
But you didn't.
Like, I had no grapes. No, I never did. Never got the chance to.
But
my wife never even made the situation either rectified it or nothing.
But I think what you should do is... You should go speak to the young lady, man. You know, it's your wife's best friend. You're old enough now. You should pull her to the side and let's have a conversation. You get it off your chest, however you feel. She gets it off her chest, and then y'all let bygones be bygones. That's your wife's best friend. It seems like she ain't going nowhere, and it seems like it's some tension when she comes around. So just squash that out.
Tripping my face. That's the thing that bothers me. They went out yesterday to Philly to go see T.D. Jakes' daughter. I didn't even know that the girl was going all over Instagram and everything. I'm like, yo, come on, man.
It's
like,
also, I would say this is also probably a difficult situation for your wife to be in, like to have to choose between her good friend and her husband when y'all was both wrong.
It's not a choice. You should always choose your husband.
No, but I mean, that's her good friend. They were both wrong.
Right. So they should just talk it out, squash it
out. That's all I'm saying.
Life is too short.
If I want to be friends with her and y'all both was disrespectful to each other...
800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, this is Veronica.
Hey, Veronica, get it off your chest.
I just want to shout out all the New York City teachers who are pushing through. We're in our last week. Congratulations. And congratulations to my 8th and 12th graders who are graduating today.
Yeah, congratulations to all the teachers. Let me ask you a question. I'm going to tell everybody this. Parents, you should definitely give the teachers something last day of school. Even if it's a gift card to Starbucks, a little bread to help them with their gas, whatever it may be. What is a good gift for a teacher?
You know, a coffee gift card.
That's nice.
Bath and Body Works set. You know, something cheap. We don't want parents spending all their money either. But little things like that go a long way. Even $5 Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
Just to say I appreciate you and we're thankful and grateful. Just make sure you do that for us. Especially some of your kids is badass kids. And these teachers be watching your badass kids. Give them a little something. A little gift card at Starbucks or something like that. Like she said, it ain't got to be expensive. It could be a $5 gift card. But just something to just say I appreciate. And we appreciate all the teachers out there.
Thank you. Have a good morning, y'all.
You too.
That's a good idea. It just made me think of something at my coffee shop to do for the teachers when I get back from New Orleans.
Hello, who's this?
How's it going, DJ Envy? It's Dennis from New Jersey.
Hey, Ben from New Jersey. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm wonderful. I can't complain. Life is all right.
That's great. That's great. And Angela E is doing okay, too?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking.
How are you doing,
Absolutely.
Sir?
Absolutely. I just wanted to say how awesome you guys are doing this thing where you call people up and to give away the cash for their needs.
Yes.
I think it's a very unique way to just demonstrate the courtesy of the radio station and just the thought of a care.
Oh, yeah. It's called a daily bread. If you don't know what he's talking about, every day we give somebody $1,000. You email us and tell us what you need the $1,000 for. Hopefully you have a business that, you know, maybe you need help with marketing or maybe you need help with supplies or maybe you need help with some bills. And we're trying to hook people up and try to help people out.
Or maybe you forget what you need.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, yeah, maybe you forget what you need. Do you own a business, sir?
No, I do not. I do not. But I just think it's really awesome because it's really gives people who don't have access to the resources to really actually be able to take a chance.
Absolutely.
It's a good feeling, too, to give somebody some money. It's
Absolutely.
Exciting for us.
Oh really? I must imagine. Especially when you know it's for a good cause.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for calling and checking in. What's your weekend like, man? What you doing this weekend?
I'm just taking it easy and listening 105.1, the Countdown in the Morning on Sundays.
Oh, well, we appreciate you for riding with us, man.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. You guys are very funny, especially when you mess with each other, like whatever the jokes that come up, especially particularly Salomon and DJ Envy. When they start that with each other, the jokes, it's just them.
When they start flirting.
Yes, I was going to say that, but I just didn't want to put it like that.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's hysterical, and it seems like there's just it can go on and on and on and on.
That's what he said.
I'm sure you have a friend that you flirt with. What's his name? Shout him out.
I just want to give a shout out to a guy from Broadway with three dogs.
Oh, okay. All right.
You're in the game.
All right, you're in the game.
Give
him a hug from the back when you see him later on. All right.
Absolutely.
Have a good one. Get it off your chest. People are crazy. 800-585-1051. Hey, yo, everybody at the car show, right, was like, where's Charlamagne? I was like, he's on the bull ride. I was like, yeah, he would be on the bull ride.
We saw you on there. Actually, I'm doing a poll. If you guys look on my Instagram story, you can see Envy falling off the bull, and you can see Joe Biden falling off his bike. And we're doing a poll to see who fell the best.
Yeah, my inner thighs are sore. But, like, I shouldn't be riding the bull. That put like that. My whole inner thighs is crazy.
Well, thank goodness, because guys who are large down there can't do it. But
I'm not talking to you. What's in the rumors? What are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about little TJ. We'll give you an update on his situation. He was undergoing emergency surgery after being shot in New Jersey. And we'll tell you what's happening right now and what the police know.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb,
tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Spilling the tea. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, Beyonce's latest single, Break My Soul, is a sample of Robin S.'s 1993 dance anthem, Show Me Love. You know that song.
You got to show me love.
All right. Well, Robin S. sent in a video to Good Morning Britain thanking Beyonce for sampling her song.
It doesn't have to be confirmed. The singer knows her songs. And my son called me and he's like, Mom, you're trending all over the place. You know, Beyonce put her song out and it's Show Me Love and you're trending everywhere. Maybe we can do a collab together. You know, I mean, that's always a dream. Just a lot of things. This is Robin S. And this message goes out to the Queen Bee herself, Beyonce, to Jay-Z, to the entire team. Thank you so much for giving me my flowers.
She didn't know, because then they had to clear the record. You got the record now, right? Play a little bit of it.
So baby, don't you want me? You got to show me love.
Words are so easy to say. Yes. All right. Well, that's dope.
Jersey's going crazy right now. Baltimore, Chicago. Woo.
All right, now, Lil TJ, yesterday we found out that he had been shot and was undergoing emergency surgery. It was just after midnight in Edgewater, New Jersey. They did say that he's out of surgery. He appears to be doing better, but, you know, we're still praying for him. And cops have arrested 3 men as a result of that shooting, one of which they say was the person who pulled the trigger. Here is that news report.
Police have arrested 3 people for a double shooting involving a Bronx rapper.
As CBS 2's Kevin Rincon shows us, there were 2 scenes about half a mile from each other in Edgewater.
And when I seen him in the place, I didn't really think nothing of it.
Here, he's been able to fly under the radar. But early Wednesday morning, the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office and Edgewater Police responded to a shooting outside a Chipotle.
He was outside like a regular person. He wasn't flashy enough, and he had a black hoodie on, jeans, some white ups.
Lil TJ was rushed to the hospital. Fellow performer Bugsy Lick says he has since come out of surgery and has a long recovery ahead.
All right, according to a release from Bergen County Prosecutor's Office, they're saying Muhammad Konadi attempted to commit an armed robbery against little TJ and 2 other men who were with him. And according to the cops, Konadi shot TJ multiple times, and also one of his friends was shot once. He's been charged with 3 counts of first-degree attempted murder. And the 2 men who were with TJ, by the way, were also arrested for second-degree unlawful possession of a weapon because his 2 friends pulled out their guns to protect little TJ's life, and they got charged as well.
Which is wild. And you know, I know guns are illegal, but in this situation, it's like, you know, little TJ was minding his business. He was going to Chipotle, and his friends was with him, and somebody tried to rob him. So you think about it like this. If his friends didn't have that weapon, would they have killed TJ? You know, and it's sad that his friends were protecting. They weren't doing anything aggressive. They probably were just protecting his friend. And now they probably have to go to jail for it, for protecting their friend that got shot four times. And the one individual that got shot, you know, he was arrested too. That's a sticky slope. That's a slippery slope when it comes to that stuff.
All right. Now, Fanatic CEO Michael Rubin, he's also a friend to the show, and he's a minority owner of the Philadelphia 76ers, is selling his stake. And that's in the Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment Company that owns the Sixers and New Jersey Devils. He announced this yesterday. He has a 10% equity stake, and he's divesting his 11-year stake in the NBA and NHL franchises because of conflicts. And that's all because of his expansion of his Fanatics business. He posted on social media, "Thank you, Sixers fans. My life has been anything but predictable, but there have always been two constants, the Philadelphia 76ers and my love of building businesses." And he talked about his love for the team and the 1983 championship and how everything led to Fanatics, the success of which has brought him back to the 76ers. He said that over the past few years, I've been fortunate to lead Fanatics into becoming one of the biggest and what I hope will become one of the most exciting businesses in both sports and technology. When I was part of the ownership group that acquired the Sixers in 2011, Fanatics was just getting started with a small office in King of Prussia, selling only licensed sports products online. Today, Fanatics has quickly transformed into a global digital sports platform across multiple businesses. So as that business has grown, he has more obstacles that he has to navigate so that it doesn't conflict with his responsibilities as part owner of the 76ers. So with that, he's going to have to sell his stake.
Yeah, 10%. I wonder what that 10% is worth.
A lot.
Like, what is it worth? Like, you know what I mean?
But I'll tell you what, Fanatics is a $20 billion plus company.
I mean, I get it. I mean, if Mike Rubin is selling,
he's got more of a stake in that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing it for a reason. But I'm just curious to what that's worth, that 10%.
Now, Rick Ross posted that he would buy his 10%. And, you know, Mike Rubin initially purchased into that group for about $290 million for his 10% stake. But that has grown a lot in the past decade. So back in 2011, it was $290 million. And now worth way more than that.
Oh, so he bought that 10% share for $290 million.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, he about to cash out. Oh, he's about to cash out.
He's like, yeeks. Listen, I'll stick with my $20 billion plus
I ain't
company.
Mad at him.
All right, well, that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes, and let's talk about these January 6th hearings. I want to make sure that everybody is paying attention to what's going on at these hearings, so we'll tell you what's happening. As the hearings have been pushed for several weeks as they're considering new evidence now.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
A great night's sleep starts at Mattress Firm this summer. Right now, Mattress Firm is giving you a chance to win your dream bedroom suite valued up to $2,500 plus $1,000 cash. To enter and view official rules, visit breakfastclubonline.com.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yeezy?
All right. Well, January 6th hearings have been pushed for several weeks. They're going to delay the final hearings. And that's because of additional evidence that they have received that's relevant to the investigation. And so this should be pretty interesting. Now, I don't know if you've been following this to see what happened, but apparently there were some a British documentarian who was following Donald Trump, his family, and his aides, and conducted interviews with them as well for weeks before and after the 2020 election. And they said there's a lot of information that the committee has that has also been submitted to a tip line as well. So that new evidence has hours of video footage that has been handed over.
Yeah, I just hope that they're able to do something with all this stuff, and it's just not a waste of money and a waste of the public's money, you know?
Man, I was glad that those two women that we played yesterday, whose lives were ruined by Donald Trump saying their names on television, Ruby, I believe it was, and her daughter, Shay, and because I think there's just been a lot of misinformation that's been put out there, and they've been accused of being women who were they were actually volunteering to work at the polls, at the election polls, and instead people were looking at them as people who were scammers,
right?
Because that's what Giuliani and Donald Trump said about them, and they were scamming elections and doing fraud, and that simply wasn't true. And I'm glad they did have a chance to have their story heard nationally.
Yeah, a lot of people have been supporting them, and I've been telling people, you know, whatever their business is, which I don't know. We need to support them. We need to go to the business. We need to hug on them. We need to make sure we spend dollars with them. We make sure. It's called Ruby's Unique Treasures. That's what it's called. Lady Ruby and Miss Shea Moss. We definitely need to support them and continue to support them because they definitely tried to shut those women's business down, and all those women tried to do was try to help.
Yeah, and I think it is important for all this information that's relevant to this investigation to get out and for people to hear what really happened.
Right.
You know, from people who were there, even people who were on Trump's team who are discussing what happened. So I do feel like we need to do this. You can't just let it slide.
Right.
All right, and the committee had planned at least two more hearings beyond these sessions, but now they're saying that with this new evidence and potentially new witnesses, there's going to be other hearings added, most likely. All right, now an alleged kidnapping victim was rescued after calling for help through Grubhub. So this incident took place at around 5 a.m. Sunday, and it was in Yonkers. A Yonkers-based Chipper Truck Cafe received a Grubhub order for a breakfast sandwich and a burger, but there was an alarming message under the additional instructions section. It said, please call the police. He's going to call me when you delivered. Come with the cones. Please don't make it obvious.
Wow.
So I don't know. Clearly, it was like some, you know, misspellings or whatever it was that she was trying to portray, but you see, please call the police. And so the workers immediately called the cafe's owners, asked how they should handle the situation. They saw the note on the order, and they said, what should we do? So the order was supposed to be delivered in the East Chester neighborhood of the Bronx. Police arrived at the residence shortly after and found a 24-year-old woman who claimed a man had raped her and was holding her against her will. Authorities then arrested him. He's identified as 32-year-old Kimoy Royal at his home, and he has been hit with multiple charges, including unlawful imprisonment, strangulation, rape, as well as criminal sex act and sexual abuse.
I'm glad they got her. I mean, glad they got her out of there, and I'm glad they arrested those individuals, and it was so smart for her to use that, you know.
Now, the owners of Chipper Truck Cafe said they have not met the woman yet, but they did get a phone call from one of her friends who thanked them and said, thank you so much for helping my friend and just making sure she was fine. We really had no idea of the gravity of the situation until after everything happened. So they said they hope to get to meet her one day.
No, that is amazing. And oh, man. The sad part about it is, right, that's a great thing that happened. But now if I'm a kidnapper, I know not to let the people use Grubhub or Uber Eats or anything like that to do it. But that was so smart. That was the way to think it. And I'm glad that that Grubhub orderer actually read it and was able to call the police, you know, and not think it was a scam or a joke or just some, you know, whatever.
No, you got to take stuff like that.
Serious,
and
absolutely.
On the same day of his arrest, the guy, Royal, was charged with attempting to rape a second woman at his home on June 15th. That victim managed to escape. But they don't know why he wasn't arrested for that incident until Sunday when this happened.
That's crazy.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. When we come back, Chris Brickley will be joining us. He's an NBA trainer. He's trained everybody from LeBron James to Carmelo Anthony. He came on the show a couple of last year, actually, right before Melo got back into the league. And we asked him, and he said Melo was better than 60% of the players in the NBA.
And he got in trouble for
that. And he was made fun of. He was all over everywhere. And he was right. Melo got back in the league, and Melo started busting ass.
And Chris used to work for the Knicks originally, but he decided to leave. And he'll tell you that whole story about everything and how it happened. But he's like the secret weapon for a lot of NBA players.
That's right. And we're going to talk to him when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. We have all-star basketball trainer Chris Brickley. Welcome.
How you doing?
Welcome back.
Appreciate you.
And you came with gifts.
I did come with gifts.
From Therabody, the creators of the Theragun. I was saying I got my dad a Theragun for his birthday, and he loves it.
It's a good gift.
Yeah, my son stole my Theragun, and I'm sure he's going to steal it.
You guys ever use these? So these are like the legs, recovery legs.
Oh, boy, you know, this is going to be gone.
Flushes out the toxins. Before you go to sleep, it kind of relaxes you. They don't.
I'm excited.
My
That's
son is
an amazing
steal
gift.
Too.
I see you got all the body armor, and then we got
yeah, I got a whole bunch of endorsements.
The last time you were here, you almost got canceled.
I literally did.
You were up here. This is right before Carmelo Anthony came back in the league.
Yep.
And everybody knows I'm a Melo fan. Shout out to Melo. And I asked you about Melo, and you said he was better than 60% of the players in the NBA.
I did.
And they laughed at you. They said you're bugging.
First
take,
Stephen A. Smith, everyone.
Right.
Everyone wanted to kill me.
And then a month later,
he's an NBA starter. A few years later, he's top 10 scorer of all time, and then top 75 player of all time. But yeah, when I said that, people thought I was crazy.
Did you see Stephen A. Smith after that?
No, I haven't,
you haven't seen him.
But look, the thing about Chris is that he humbly will be right and not really say anything about it. But
yeah, but it definitely affected me for sure. Mm-hmm. Everyone in the sports, from like Bleacher Report to House of Highlights to ESPN, like it was like a big topic in the sports world.
Is it a big topic now that you were right?
Nah, to the Melo fans, obviously. But people, you know, people only want controversy. So.
But I don't understand why they wouldn't necessarily trust you, because you train pretty much, you train a lot of people.
I do.
All-stars, people are on, you know, that are not necessarily all-stars.
J. Cole.
On the bench. You train a bunch of people. So, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know why they wouldn't believe it. So how was training J. Cole? And how do you think of J. Cole's skills?
That was like the best thing I've ever done as a trainer, just because I learned everything. So we broke down his shot. So, you know, J. Cole's probably gonna laugh at this. You know, people that have like the shot up here, mm-hmm. like the release. So he had a release up here. He's like, Chris, I'm willing to give you my time to reconstruct my shot. So to reconstruct someone's shot when you're 30, when you're in your 30s, that's, you know, yeah, you need to break 20 years of habits.
All your life, yeah.
For sure. So we literally, for a month straight, shot with one hand in the paint. That's all we did. He'd go for like an hour and a half a day, every single day, put his kid to sleep. Ride his bike over to the summit, him and the security guard. That's my gym. And we reconstructed his shot. Now he's playing pro. Now I think he's played in the NBA Africa. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then he just played in the Canadian League on Drake's team. Mm-hmm. And he's still going. You know, he's coming back, going to work out. And I think his career, he still has a future.
Do you think he can make the NBA? Now, let's see where you go with this one.
I think that he can. I think he can take it a little further, though. I think he could play in the G League for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do the NBA, the Black Ops runs, all NBA players, mm-hmm. and he plays in them, and he scores baskets, he defends, he can play. Mm-hmm. So, I think the G League is going to be calling his name.
Could you be an artist and also a player? Because that's a lot of. You know, that takes a lot of dedication to both.
For sure. I guess it depends on your priorities. Mm-hmm. If your priorities are just music, being a family man, and basketball, you could do it. You know, I feel like some artists, their priorities are whatever it is. But, you know, he's a man of his priorities. He works hard at basketball. So I definitely think, and now this isn't him saying it, this is me saying it, but I think he can play in the G League.
And I also saw you had a birthday party recently.
I did. It was lit.
Yeah. So
I invited you, too.
I wasn't here. I know. I was mad, but I saw some stories came out of it, and people thought that, you know, certain teammates would be playing together. I think it was Jimmy Butler.
For sure. And Donovan Mitchell. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, free agency, the NBA now is like, it's entertainment. And then the off season, it's like, what are these players doing? Where are these guys going? So Donovan Mitchell and Jimmy Butler were hanging out. Then, you know, the media made it into a thing like, oh, did Jimmy Butler invite Donovan Mitchell? And is this going to, because Donovan Mitchell is going to play in the Heat? So, you know, that media ran with that. Yeah.
That's how your birthday party makes the news. I also saw Jimmy Butler credited you with helping him with his three-pointer.
Man, that was amazing. Like after, you know, he scored 45 one night and on national TV in the interview, first question they asked him, he answered it. He's like, you know, I'd like to give a shout out to my trainer, Chris Brickley, which is like rare for a player to do that. Mm-hmm. They have a coaching staff. They have, you know, and the reality is I'm not the only reason why he was shooting well. But no, he's just a great guy. Props to players that, you know, give props to their trainers. Like that doesn't happen a lot, especially publicly. I think like in the music industry, you know, you don't hear about them talking about the engineers or the producers a lot. And that, so it's rare for an NBA player to do that. So shout out Jimmy Butler. That's my
guy. You're kind of like a ghostwriter.
A little bit, I guess, for basketball.
Do some people try to secretly work with you so that people don't know that they're improving their game, so you have to, like, keep it under wraps because they're like, okay.
They definitely keep it on the low. So some guys are like, we're doing no video, no pictures because they don't want it out there. Some guys want that. So that we want video. I want people seeing I work hard. But, yeah, no, some people are low about it for sure.
Do coaching staffs like you or don't like you? Because
it's a great question.
They train one way and you might train another way. So do they prefer people work with you, or they be like, don't F with Chris?
So around the first time I came on this show, they hated me just because I was young. I was younger, right, for what I did. They just didn't respect me all the way. I've been in the game like 8 years now, doing it at the highest level possible, mm-hmm. working out with all-stars every year. So you can't really say I'm doing anything wrong. So now I have a great relationship with a lot of these coaches. And I think in the future I could see myself, you know, going back to the NBA, going to the front office. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, now I have the respect.
But when you do work for a team, like when you worked with the Knicks, you're not allowed to work with other players, right?
I'm not. And that was why I left. I got the Knicks got a, yeah. I got a super fine when I was with the Knicks. Melo was like, yeah, let's do a 5-on-5. Let's do 5-on-5 games. So I had KD come, Kawhi Leonard, all these guys. And then I go to the office next day, and they're like, you need to go to Dolan's office. The team got a $50,000 fine because you did 5-on-5 runs without Knicks players. I'm like, oh, shit.
So you didn't have one Knicks player there?
Nah, so it was like JR. That was like 3 Knicks players, 7 non-Knicks players. I didn't know that I couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. So ESPN talked about it. And, yeah, I thought I was going to get fired that day. I didn't. But, yeah, so that was part of the reason why I left the Knicks.
What about coaching for you?
There's no stability. Look at these, like, coaches. You can win for 2 years, lose for 1 year, you're fired. Then you got to move your family to another state, another team. You won't have a job. I don't want to live my life like that. Mm-hmm. So
I was going to ask, what plays do you see that's coming up the ranks that people are sleeping on that you say is going to be the next?
Yo, you know who's actually getting tall? Like, Ky and Anthony.
Yeah.
He's this crazy. So, you know, I've seen his whole come up. Mm-hmm. Melo's kind of put me on, and now he's, like, taller than me, 6'4". Working out with Melo. Him and Melo are like playing ones. Like he's gonna be special. He's got his first few Division I offers. He's a freshman in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's gonna be special. There's a bunch of kids. Ian Jackson, he's number 2 in the country. He's in out of Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
Bronny.
Mm-hmm.
Bronny's gonna be nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's a bunch of kids.
They have an edge too.
What about in the NBA?
For sure.
Anybody in the NBA you see people are sleeping on that you feel like they're gonna get their chance? I mean, because like Poole, nobody thought Poole was going to be 100%. Poole has turned out to be an amazing player.
I don't know. That's too many guys. Mm-hmm. But they are definitely. So NBA is all about opportunity.
Right.
The reality, if you're not a star, then the 15th guy on the bench, if given the opportunity, could be a starter. And the 6th guy could be playing in Europe. Mm-hmm. Like, it's literally about are you given opportunity or not. That's what the NBA is.
And knowing your role, too, right?
Yes, a lot of guys can't accept it. Because you go your whole youth and you're just the man. Then it's like, all right, you're an NBA team. You got 3 stars with you. You can catch and shoot, play D. We don't want anything more. And guys can't accept that, and that's why they're out the league.
Can we get to the music for a second? Because I know this is something that Chris is really excited about.
For sure. I mean, I was excited about it until I had to deal with these prices. So, you know, it's funny. Bobby Shmurda said something last night.
We just talked about that.
Yo, I felt that in my heart. Like, I hit him. I was like, yo, So
he was like, all these producers are trying to charge him all this money.
Crazy
and the
money.
And he has to pay for this. And he's like, why you put 10 people on the song?
Yes. So I have like a whole body of work done. Mm-hmm. Like, and so I've released one song, a Derek song. I have a whole body of work done. Some crazy artists. It's going to be amazing.
So the album is still called Welcome to the Grind.
Welcome to the Grind.
Okay. So the grind, clearly that makes sense when it comes to training, when it comes to basketball, but when it comes to life in general.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we all live off of music. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, so originally I put the project together because when we go to the gym before a workout, right before we start, I go to the player, I say, what album you want to listen to? They tell me the album, play, that's what we listen to. So I'm like, you know what? I want my own album, so it's like a workout heavy album. So it starts off, might be like some slow vibes. That's when you're stretching. Then it gets into some up-tempo stuff. And then it ends with some like R&B when you're cooling down. So it'll be like a whole journey of a workout. So that was kind of how it started. And then I started getting so many fire, like slower songs, some R&B songs that are like, I feel like are going to be hits. So then I'm like, damn, welcome to the grind. But even in life, like, you get in your car, you go to work, mm-hmm. you're welcome to the grind. So it kind of goes with all of that. I'm super excited about this. Like I said, the whole project's done. I just need these clearances. I'm doing it independent, too.
Right.
So I didn't want to go under a big label and do that game. So I'm doing it, like, myself. That's hurt me a little bit because I don't have, like, a machine behind me.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the first song did great. But also it was Dirk's, kind of like a cheat code. Anything Dirk drops is mm-hmm. is crazy. But yeah, no, the whole thing is nuts. Like, I look on Spotify, I have a little Spotify page. I have like close to 300,000 monthly listeners. I only have one song though. So I'm excited to start building that.
Now, Dirk, they say, gets busy with basketball.
OD.
Really?
Yeah.
So out of all the rappers and
here we
R&B
go again.
You
he got in trouble for this too.
who is the top 5 now?
Top 5? J. Cole's 1.
One as in number one?
Number one. I'm going to name him 1-5.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 is Chris Brown. Number three is Dirk. Number four is Quavo. Damn, number five is Dave East, but Dave just stopped playing. But if Dave wants to train, he would be too.
Right.
Dave is nice. Yeah, Dave's a hooper.
Now, do you think Chris Brown could play in some of these leagues that J. Cole plays? Because Chris Brown's a beast with it. He takes it seriously.
If he were to train, for sure.
Now, what about athleticism? Drake? Drake was missed off that list. And Drake plays ball all the time. We see all the videos.
He's six, right?
Yeah. six God. I don't know how athletic Drake is. Shout out to Drake, though. He came by the gym. He's playing some of the runs.
Oh,
that
man.
Doesn't sound as confident.
Have you played in his gym? I know he has a crazy gym at his house.
No, we talked about it early on when he first built it. Mm-hmm. But no, I haven't. That gym's fire, though.
I saw they have a gym that was recreated in China to imitate your gym
here.
This is
a crazy story. So literally, you know, you guys know how the DMs is. You got it's like the 99 plus side, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's this janitor that's like, I've been sweeping the floor of the Brickley Center. I'm like, what's he talking about? So time went by, and then he kept sending it to me. And then he sent me a picture, and it was like exactly how my gym looked. So I'm like, yo, where is this? He's like, it's in China. I'm like, wait. So they built an identical gym to my gym in New York. Identical, looks the same. They call it the Brickley Center. Didn't tell me, didn't tell my team. Nothing we can do about it. I want to go there, though.
That is crazy.
That is really dope. Yeah. How many kids do you think you've inspired that are now thinking about this as a potential opportunity? Because this is not something that you set out to do.
Millions. It's crazy. It's like the 2K stuff. It's gone to the point where, you know, when I walk down the street, people ask me for pictures and, you know, the airport's crazy. It's dope just to inspire kids to, if you can't make the NBA, you can do what I do. Mm-hmm. You can still sign the same deals that an NBA player signs. You can take, you know, buy your dad a house, but you're still teaching the game. So that's kind of like that's why I do this.
I was going to ask, you talked earlier about J. Cole's shot, and when you look in the NBA, so many people have so many different shots, right?
For sure.
Some look disgusting, some it works for, some it doesn't work for. So how do you know when somebody needs to change their shot? Like, if you look at Steph Curry, right?
Mm-hmm.
His shot is not a normal jump shot.
Nope.
Right? For years, I thought he was chucking. I was like, he's chucking. Mm-hmm. I was like, there's no way he could just do that. But obviously, it's a shot, and it works for him, and he's perfected it.
Yep.
So how do you know when a shot needs to be changed?
When it's not going in. So when Phil Jackson first got the job with the Knicks, so he fired the entire staff. I'm last in line. I'm an intern. I'm like, I'm about to get fired. I knew I was going to get fired.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone got fired. And I walk in there. He asked me three questions. Then he's like, so when you shoot a jump shot, do you need to step into it? Can you hop into it? Where's the release point need to be? And I was like, none. It doesn't need to be any of that. Like, you can hop into it. You can step into it. You can shoot over your head. It doesn't matter. And he's like, you're right. And I ended up getting the job. And so I say all that to say, there's not one way to shoot. That's some guys that have terrible looking shots that go in. So how's your jump shot? Honestly.
Mine's better than
his. Mine is more mechanical.
Okay.
But it doesn't go in.
Gotcha. So then,
I mean, it's mechanical. It's shot the right way, but it's...
So that's probably a few things that, you know, you could change, whether it's with your footwork or with your follow through, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if it's not going in, fix it. If it goes in, I don't care what it looks like, keep it the way it is.
Now what about Ben Simmons, his jump shot?
does it go in?
Not all the time.
So he needs to fix it.
Have you worked with him?
I haven't.
I think you need to.
Are there people that, like, if you had to say there was somebody that, like, man, if I could just get my hands on this person, I know I could take them to the next level. Who would you say that would be?
At this point in my career, I've seen every jump shot possible. I feel like I could fix anyone's. Who do I want to fix? It's tough, too, because then I'm like kind of throwing that guy under the bus that he can't shoot if I give you a name.
Well, you can shoot.
I mean, they're good enough to make it to the NBA, but maybe they could be a star.
Who do I want to work with? I don't know. I can't answer that. After the last time, I've been so selective.
I know you have a name in your head.
A big thing. Yeah, so I
you scared, son. You scared.
Yeah, bro. I'm trying to keep it. I'm trying to keep it.
Now, what about LeBron? I see LeBron. You work out with LeBron a couple of times.
Yeah.
Out of all the NBA players you work, I always see LeBron as one of the, he's always working. Who is the most dedicated to the game?
That's a handful. That's, you know, from Melo, Donovan Mitchell. So Bron, so the workout is at 10. He showed up at 9:15, which no one does that. No one. He showed up 45 minutes early. He did this whole 45-minute routine. Then he worked out. Then he did another 45-minute routine. It's crazy. He's 37. Mm-hmm. He moves like he's 27. And I'm not just saying that. That's the truth. He could play six more years at the level, like at 30 points a game. It's wild. It's truly crazy. 37, this man is like running around dunking on people. So, you know, that's just amazing to me. But that's so many hard workers. You have to think, to get to that star level, for the most part, you need to have a crazy work ethic.
Have you made some connections or relationships with people that may not have previously known each other that well? And then after working with you, they're like, now we cool with each other.
All the time, mm-hmm. for sure. In artists and NBA guys, like so many NBA guys, but so many artists. So, you know, that's been so many times I've done like the rapper runs, and rapper would be like, so who's coming? I'll be like, you know, this. And they'll be like, I don't really mess with this guy's crew. I'm like, nah, bro, it's in the gym. Like, come on, come through. And they'll play in the run, and then next thing you know, like, they're boys. They'll be working together. Mm-hmm. So that's something I take pride in, bringing people together. That's kind of what I'm all about.
And you also do the basketball camps for the kids, too.
For sure. So that's something I'm doing. This summer, I'm doing, like, 15 free camps in, you know, in all the boroughs. In,
that's amazing.
In Queensbridge and Brooklyn, and I'm going everywhere. And, it's wild to see some of these turnouts. They did one in Queensbridge, like, a year ago. Like, 300 people showed up. Really like made these kids' days, and that's like so special. I'm trying to also educate them, like on eating healthy, on like I was trying to, you know, get their like ginger shots, and
mm-hmm. I got like you. I tell we can
I need
do
that.
It.
Mm-hmm. I need that, but I feel like just educating the youth, especially the inner city youth, on, you know, not just learning basketball, but learning life, how to eat right, how to deal with anxiety. Like, and I told myself after all these camps, I'm gonna be available to talk about stuff like that. I think that's huge. I think when I was little, I would have loved that. So that's kind of what I'm trying to do.
How can these kids sign up for these camps?
You just show up. So, you know, on my Instagram is all the dates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put the times yet, because literally if I put the times, that'd be so many people. The night before, I'll put the time. And yeah, it's lit. It's a fun experience. Giveaways. There's going to be NBA players coming through. There's going to be rappers coming through. It's going to be a vibe, and it's free.
All right, well, Chris Brickley, all-star basketball trainer, and of course his album, Welcome to the Grind, will be out soon.
My God.
As soon as he gets those
He's
clearances.
He's getting it together. I cannot wait for you to announce everybody that's on
for sure.
the album.
You know some of them.
I got to hear
super,
some of them, so
special.
Hopefully that everybody gets cleared
mm-hmm.
in time.
Thanks, guys.
All right, well, it's the Breakfast Club. It's Chris Brickley.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.